Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the Three Amigos, Roger, James, and Chetan. Since I don't make many old school videos anymore, I thought I'd amalgamate their donations into this one video. Chetan was the only one sending me an actual topic, so here's what he's got to say, and I quote. Hi Sandman, there have been videos about the burning desire women have for guys they want out there, but not on the burning hatred women have for the guys that they're with. I dated a girl a decade ago who had burning hate for me. She would get drunk and act like a hooligan while I was always the cultured and reserved one. I was not wanting to create drama or look for attention. She hated me for that but stuck with me because of my money. Every time she got drunk, she would start flirting with the bad boys with tattoos, smoking Mary Jane, even with me around. Whenever I see these tattooed bad boys out there smoking up, I start feeling all uncomfortable. Even years later, I find myself being a bigger a-hole to these tattooed bad boys whenever possible. Some mental scarring, I think, from that past relationship. That's how the world is. Every decent man has to deal with loneliness, or women ravaged by bad boys, or treacherous scamming simps from my country, India. Hopefully WW3 starts for real soon. Well, Roger, James, and Chetan, thanks for the donation, and thank you, Chetan, for the topic. I don't think your ex was showing you hatred, but it was probably more like contempt. It might have morphed into hate if the contempt was big enough and it boiled over. Guys will feel the same way if a woman disrespects us. I don't know how you didn't feel disrespect when that woman you were with was flirting with those tattooed bad boys right in front of you. I'm lucky to only experience horrible contempt from a woman I dated once back in 2015, the last time I was even involved in relationships. I got my free TV from her employee discount and left her before she could successfully entrap me with a false allegation of some sort, which I suspect she was planning by trying to make my blood boil. Her hatred towards me came down to the fact that I told her that a friend of mine had bought Bitcoin to protect himself from her greedy wife that was planning on divorcing him. That's when she went nuts. Funny enough, when I told her this, Bitcoin was only $350. And it looks like instead of just playing her, I played myself. She was obviously thinking that I bought Bitcoin myself to protect myself from her. So she's probably thinking back almost 10 years now, wondering if I'm sitting on insane gains. I am, but just not on the insane levels I could have been at if I had dropped $100,000 on Bitcoin back then. I'd be sitting on $30 million right now. If that had happened, then she really would have been hating me. As for the woman you were with, Chetan, she was probably trying to punish you for being the best man she could get. A lot of guys seem to think that if they date down with regards to a woman's looks, money, or status, that woman will be grateful for having a high-status male that she's never had access to before, when in fact she'll resent you for not having anyone better to monkey branch to. Clearly you weren't the best-looking man she could get, but you were probably the one with the highest financial status. So she was just compartmentalizing things with you being the beta bump, while rubbing it in your face that she had an alpha raj by flirting with those men right there in front of you. Alcohol and Mary Jane are also an elixir of truth when it comes to women. If she gets drunk around you and can't keep her hands off you, then you know she's genuinely attracted to you. But obviously if she can't keep her hands off other guys instead of you, then that's a sign of mass disrespect. It's possible she was doing that subconsciously to piss you off enough so that you would leave her because she wasn't really interested in you for more than the lifestyle that you could provide her. Women will generally never be happy with even the best men they can get. Just look at someone like Melania Trump. She didn't even let Trump kiss her during the inauguration. That giant hat she was wearing wasn't a fashion statement. It was Trump repellent. The truth is women can't get everything they want in life and that's why they aren't happy. That's not exactly 100% accurate though. They can get everything, but they just can't get it all at the same time from the same man. 15 years ago, I heard women speak about how they would create stables of males. One guy to friend zone, another to have as their beta bucks. That's you, Chetan, and other guys for sex. They figured out they couldn't get everything they wanted from one man, even though for most of them that was still their ideal. A young, successful, high-status, good-looking male making six figures that'll commit and isn't married. That's the 0.1% guy, and the smart women realize they won't get him. So what they do is involve themselves with many different men simultaneously, like they're sampling food at a buffet. It's not going to make them happy, but at least it's going to provide them drama and give them everything they need in life by partitioning male attention and other qualities. The female delusion calculator here shows us that it's only 0.87% of men in America of any race between the ages of 20 and 40 who are at least 6 feet tall, unmarried, and any weight earning at least $100,000 a year. Again, that number is 0.87. Plus, what percentage of those guys actually want to commit instead of using their financial and height status to play the field? In addition, if he's also white and not obese, then that only works out to 0.29% of males. I put myself in the calculator, and I'm 0.1% of men out there. And yet I still get blackpiller saying that I've been sent my own way instead of going my own way. I could easily make some woman's dream Instagram highlights real or reality, and she would probably stress me out into an early grave. No thanks. She might be happy with me for a while, but wouldn't be able to go out with me to fancy restaurants because of my dietary restrictions. I wouldn't be able to see her very often because the weather is horrible for my skin and my brain would melt from being in love. The handful of women that I stupidly told about my YouTube channel that had less than 50,000 subscribers at the time, half of them fell for my status. You can't buy status as a male. Financial status does not equal social or online status. The guy running the Lid Nomad YouTube channel keeps having women throwing themselves at him, and he spoke about this in a recent video. As men, we need to understand that one of the ways women find us super attractive is if we have social status. It's very attractive for them. But in the end, they'll tire that as well as you see with Trump. Melania's still with them, but I don't think in spirits. But at the very least, she still does actually seem to respect him. That's the thing about respect. A man demand it from women, and if we don't get it, then we're just a simp at that point. If she's being disrespectful, then we've lost our man card. My message to Chetan and every man listening is to forget about making women happy. Try making yourself happy. But even that's becoming increasingly difficult. There was a relatively recent video by the Thinking Ape Stardust that kind of sums up how I've been feeling lately. It's called the Anhedonic Treadmill, and I've linked to it in the description. The idea is that we're getting less and less pleasure in life because we're being exposed to more things as we get older, and as the novelty wears off, so does the pleasure. The less novelty, the less tingles we feel. That's a natural part of aging. But the internet exposes us to a world of new experiences faster and faster. What once took 70 or 80 years to see or experience now only takes 20 or 30. For example, back in the 2000s when I was traveling the world, there were no travel videos on YouTube. So if I wanted to experience the novelty of a place, I actually had to go there. Sure, there were photos on the internet, but they only revealed 10% of the place. Over the last 10 years, researching before traveling someplace has actually wrecked traveling for me. So is building architecture out of Lego. One of the only things I get pleasure from these days is my own creative projects that I make for myself. I create my own novelty. But even that's starting to get boring. YouTube certainly isn't as exciting as it used to be either. Film and television also aren't as interesting, and there are very few good TV shows and films that are few and far in between these days. The reason I'm bringing this up is because in the past, the honeymoon phase in a relationship might have lasted a few months. Now, since we're used to less novelty in our lives, the honeymoon phase in a relationship might only last a few weeks. Being on an anhedonic treadmill, so to speak, means less and less pleasure for things we used to find pleasureful. And that leads to depression for many. Since women are nature's perfect pleasure consumers, and novelty is exceedingly rare these days, that's one of the reasons I suspect that they're on antidepressants. Or why in your case, Chetan, they openly disrespect you with the bad boy. Just imagine how increasingly unhappy online dating has made women these days. They see tons of good-looking guys on dating platforms, match with them, and then those guys sleep with them once and never commit. But they can't help but keep doing it over and over again because they get pleasure and tingles from it at a young age. But as they get older, those guys cease looking their way, and that's when they feel hatred towards males. Not because they genuinely hate us, but because they couldn't trap a good man, the good-looking man, as their pet. And now all they have to show for it is emotional baggage and STDs. That's why sometimes I think we're living in a simulation. Because imagine living forever, how bored you'd become with everything. Already in my 40s, life is boring and I rarely feel the excitement that I once felt when I did things for the first time. They're in less and less novel experiences. And since women live for pleasure far more than males do, imagine how bored they must be in general. So to Tan, just imagine how bored your ex-girlfriend was trying to stir up drama by flirting with another man right there in front of you. She was probably turned on by that guy while simultaneously getting off on the fact that you were sitting there sweating as she turned you into a simp for all to see. She probably wanted you to blow up, and in her mind, she probably played out the fantasy where you and the other guy would fight over and over again to see which one would be able to shag her. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger, James, and Chetan for the donations, and Chetan for the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Chetan's ex was smashing Raj behind his back, or maybe in front of him, and all she wanted from him was beta bucks. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that don't understand female nature away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.